It's time for Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
All right, folks, it's Mike the Ref here from Edmonton SPN World Headquarters here in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Coming up will be the special Quick Calls episode from the PWA Resolution Show from the Northgate Lions Senior Center in Edmonton. I'm letting Andre C. take the reins for this show. I will bring in my thoughts and opinions following their portion of the show, so please stay tuned. As well, folks, a major blockbuster announcement coming up in regards to our February edition of our Canadian Four Corner Conversation. Folks, you're not going to want to miss out on this one because this one is definitely truly special. And I don't know how many more ways I could put special in that. But here is Andre C., Mr. MRB 1.5 Ryan Passmore, the Princess of PWA Amanda, and the Wrestling Mind Brian Hamilton with your Quick Calls episode from the Northgate Lions Senior Center in Edmonton and PWA Resolution.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Quick Calls from the Northgate Lions Senior Rec Center with PWA New Year's Resolution. I am Andre C. I'm standing here with the Wrestling Mind Brian Hamilton.
Woo!
That is the bone crusher.
This is me, baby.
I'm standing here with the Wrestling Mind Brian Hamilton.
Always a pleasure.
Mike the Ref.
Hey, kiddies.
And PWA's number one couple.
The power couple of
PWA. Ryan Passmore.
Hello.
And Amanda.
Hello.
Sorry, the Princess of PWA,
yes.
Amanda. Yeah, there we go. So we're here, PWA New Year's Resolution, and I thought, really strong card tonight. Like, some really good undercard matches and a really, really good main event.
Tonight, I tell you.
So we started out the show with first match, Colton Kelly versus Brandon Van Danielson. Now, I absolutely love this. Hard hitting. These two great wrestlers, been watching BVD forever, and Colton Kelly since he debuted in this business. Let's start with Brian. What do you think?
Great match. Two fantastic performers. Great hard-hitting match. I'd like to see these guys go at it again down the road.
Amanda.
I thought it was wonderful. I'm a big fan of Colton Kelly's. As you could tell if you listened to the podcast, because he is my male wrestler of the year. I just think now with the jacket and everything just works so well with like the swarmy grungy. And BVD hits hard. Like, you forget because there's been a couple, like a month or so off, but it just sounds like everything he does is going to really hurt you. But it's an awesome match.
Ryan.
Well, I've often taken issue with the way they start out shows sometimes with the with their match selection, and I felt this was the perfect way to start it off. It wasn't something like you had a lot to wait for, to look forward to still. But it got everyone super into the show right from the start, and it was a great match. And BVD just, it's scary when he chops somebody. It hurts me.
Mike.
Actually, I'm going to throw my thoughts in at the end of the show here. I'm going to let you have full control over this.
I
am going to give Colton Kelly his wish tonight just because he had such a great match to start off.
Shut up then. All right, so Mike the Ref is out. So it's now just the four of us. All right, so yeah, BVD over on Colton Kelly. I thought great match. Great way to start the show. All right, second match of the night was PWA esteemed title match. Tony Cage challenging Gabriel Estat. I thought pretty good match overall. It's a change, finally a change for Tony Cage, not facing Fernandico every month. What do you guys think?
I thought it was really good. I like Gabriel. I don't know if like his vampire thing is kind of wearing on me a little bit. Like, I really like Tony Cage in the match. I think what's keeping me with Gabriel is that he looks like he's related to me, and I really feel like he is.
I enjoyed it a lot. I like both those guys. I think I'm always surprised at how like stiff Gabriel looks. Like, everything about him is very physical, and I really enjoy it. I almost feel like, I don't know, the vampire thing. I still think the baby face vampire is weird because he sucks people's blood, but I like him.
Oh, overall great match. It was nice to see Tony Cage fight somebody different other than Frenetico tonight, and these two actually matched up pretty good. I was surprised Tony gave Gabriel all he could handle and more. And Gabriel was lucky that he escaped with the title tonight. That's I wouldn't mind seeing these guys go down at it again. It'd be very interesting.
Yeah, so Gabriel with the keeping his championship overall. Pretty good match. Third match tonight was actually a Fright Night rematch from last year. Sean Moore versus the best in the world to me and Ryan, Michael Richard Blaze. I'm going to give it to Ryan first.
Undoubtedly the match of the night.
Sorry, I had to give that to the Rumble.
Well, no, really? Really, though? I don't know if that's true. I think this is undoubtedly the match of the night. Everyone was on the edge of their seat for the entire time. It was the best. It was the match of the night, and everyone, they're so smooth, those guys. It was unbelievable. And aside from the little Fitz thing, it was very good.
Okay, outside of the Battle Royal, this is my match of the night, because Battle Royal is a different kind of match. Brian, what did you think?
Oh, overall, great match.
Not awesome?
Okay, awesome match. These two...
Take a shot.
These two, hold for hold, move for move. I mean, I would love to see these guys go at it again. These two are so matched up perfectly. I was amazing just watching what they were doing. It was so even that it was mind-boggling just to watch. That was a pure wrestling match, which I enjoyed.
I could watch that for as long as I've watched Rage Fury, She Candy.
Yeah, it was an amazing match, and the way that they match up and the quality of the wrestling with both of them just makes for a match that you just really cannot see, like a better caliber match.
Yeah, these two, their chain wrestling alone is just... two perfect fluid guys in the ring. I absolutely love this match. So from here, we went to the fourth match of the night. It was supposed to be a PWA Mayhem Championship match, but Sheik didn't feel like defending his title, so somehow he has the power to make his match a non-title match. Probably Andy gave him some kind of power, I'd say. So it was Richie Rage against Sheik Akbar Shabazz. Actually, I'll say this, I've watched this match, these two match up for probably the last 3 years straight, and tonight I actually really enjoyed it because we had a nice little break from these guys wrestling, so it was nice to see the match again, and these two work so well together because they know each other so well. I thought just great together in the ring. Amanda?
Okay, it was an amazing match, and like you said, because we got a break from them wrestling, it was amazing to see the match up again and how well they both worked each other. And an awesome shout out to Eugene, the old man in the crowd with the hat, and the fact that the security guard just did right there.
Put up and shut up, lady. Yeah, put up or shut up, lady's husband.
Oh, she was wonderful and shaky baby the whole time, but it was great, and that interaction was amazing.
He stole the hat.
He did steal the hat. Yeah, and then spit in it.
He spit in the hat. That was disgusting.
He also stole it at the end of the Rumble, too, and threw it in the ring.
That was pretty good, too.
Yeah, as you said, Sheik has a little bit of pull with the commish, so he was able to make this a non-title match. There's a reason these guys work each other all the time, and they have great chemistry, and they're always going to put on a good match. It's always going to be solid. I really enjoyed it tonight because we got a little bit of a break. Sometimes you're not going to be super excited about it because you see it so much, but it's always going to be solid. It's always going to be good.
Yeah, definitely. Brian, what your thoughts on the Rumble? Or on the Mayhem title match? Or what's supposed to be the Mayhem title match?
Good match. Would have been good if the title was online, but like you guys said, Sheik somehow got power to change it to a non-title match. Fury came out, caused a distraction, and which allowed Sheik to roll up and get the pin and use the ropes for leverage, may I add, when the ref never seen. So
it's only cheating if you get caught and disqualified.
Exactly.
I thought... The whole Fury thing coming out, it's bringing this feud along. I think we're going to probably see this match within the next couple months. Maybe it's a build-up for the anniversary show, most likely, I'm guessing. I think you'll see it probably at anniversary. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think they'll be.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So from there, we went to our fifth match of the evening, and it was a women's match. Not Divas, women's match.
Okay.
It was Giselle Shaw taking on Rachel Ellering. We've seen these two face off back in November. Me and Brian saw them face off in Calgary in a mixed tag match. And this, to me, great match, but I'm going to turn it over to the woman here, and let's get her insight.
Thank you. It was amazing. I've seen them, I think, wrestle three times now. Three times? Whatever. Doesn't matter because they're amazing. Both women are incredible athletes, wrestlers. Like, it's an incredible match each and every time. And I love Rachel and I love Giselle and the way that they can put a match together and work off each other. It's just better than the men's matches.
Maybe, but... Ryan?
It was a great match. I think it's really easy to forget how young both of these women are in the business and how, I guess, relatively inexperienced you'd say they were, because they just, you would never know it by watching those matches. They're fantastic. We've seen great things from both of them, and it's going to keep getting better, and I'm excited to see how they kind of blow this off in March.
Brian, what did you think of the women's match?
Oh, overall, great match. These two match up well together. Great to see Giselle get the win, but the way that she did was with Brett's help, because Rachel had her in the figure four, and Brett came around and pulled her arms or something, which allowed Giselle to get the pinfall for the win, which I thought was clever.
Yeah, that kick she has, Trish Stratus's chick kick,
yeah.
I thought, you know what, it knocked anyone out. So from there, we went to intermission. Then we came back with the main event of the evening. I think we were all super excited for this. And this was the New Year's Rumble. We're going to let Mike the Ref be on later, a little after this. We'll let him break down the full match, because it's a lot of entrance and exits. We'll let him break that down in his call.
And that's what refs are for. They're supposed to mediate and get everything correct. And he's just so good at it. So.
Yeah, so the highlights of this match, I think the main highlight was the winner, Nightmare Number 4. Ryan, who was it? Really?
It was the PWA original marquee, as we thought it would be, as we thought it was throughout the entire match.
Well, you kind of saw the frame of Nightmare number four, and he looked just like the build of marquee.
He looks like marquee, and he didn't really bust out any classic marquee moves, except for the axe handle.
Yeah.
Which didn't look as clean as when he does it as marquee, but yeah, it was great.
Like, one of my highlights for this match was the beginning. MRB, BVD starting off the show. Those two just going at it. I think we love those two in the ring. And when they face each other, just gets that much better. Brian, any big highlights for the match?
Overall, all the competitors in it. My highlight was, like you guys said, BVD and MRB starting it off, which you don't see very often. That was kind of neat. Then you have, like, all the other guys coming, especially Three Nightmares, which was phenomenal.
I remember years ago, Nightmare Number 3 being a lot chubbier than he appeared tonight. He grew, and he lost some weight. So, yeah, so I thought, great match overall. Amanda, like, any real highlights you think in this match?
I just love the way that everyone interacted with each other, and that there wasn't really any... dead space or anything. Yeah. It was something was happening at all times. There wasn't a point where anyone was taking a break, or it was like they were out of the match for too long. It just was the great interaction. And then at the end, when it was the last four with Dylan Knight and Sheik and Nightmare Number 4 and MRB, that was just amazing, and the crowd exploded for it. It was awesome.
I thought Raging the Furies' little runaround when Rage first came out, they did a chase around the ring. They both ducked out from under, chased around the ring. It set up a couple different. Having some people with some feuds here, Dylan Knight and Tony Cage, kind of, especially with MRB and BVD being the first four in, that could spin off into a tag team title feud right there, because it kind of set up those guys as enemies.
Yeah, and I also really like the way that they're making Dylan Knight come back and look super strong. Go into the final four of this match. I know you don't like
him. I don't like
him. Well, no, you're not supposed to.
You like Fabian.
I do.
I do like Fabian.
She likes Fabian.
You know what?
You don't like the Fabian likes her.
And that was the one thing I really wanted to touch on, was that there was no dead space. And there's always, anytime you watch a Rumble, after everyone after all the countdowns are done and all the entrants are in, you start to, there is a bit of a lull and a gap, and there wasn't in this at all. I did want to see some frenetical Kofi Kingston spots, and I was really looking forward to that.
I think Sean had a good one there, right in front of the, he's hanging on literally by his legs onto that rope.
Yeah, I feel like Kofi's going to cut his feet off this year too. And
I don't believe Kofi's going to be that guy this year, because he's kind of gone heel doing his New Day things. So I actually could see him being... I could see somebody new coming in for that spot this year.
Also, I ripped that feet thing off from Kayfabe News. So
but really, this Sean having that pretty spectacular save there. And there were some crazy spots from everybody in this match, I found. Like, almost like soul style eliminations. But the finish came... Sheik and Dylan Knight were trying to push MRB up and over, and Nightmare number 4, Marky, rolls up behind him and tosses all three out at once to get them all eliminated together at the end. I thought that was a perfect way to finish that Rumble.
Absolutely.
It was fantastic, because you wanted it to happen, and you thought it was a possibility, but you didn't think it would actually happen, and you didn't know how he was going to eliminate those guys, because they're three of the biggest, best guys in the company, so... It was a great way to end that match.
Yeah.
How'd you think of the finish, Brian?
Oh, finish was fantastic. To see it happened, and to see, especially when they were talking and they were laughing at the opponent for
Night of Champions. Anniversary show.
Anniversary show for Mephisto. And then when the mask came off, Andy literally thought, I thought he shit his damn pants, because he... The way that his look was amazing to see, man. Like, oh my God, he was like, what the hell? It was great.
That was just a great match. So we're going to get to the point in the evening where we go, our great, our good, our bad, and our ugly. As Mike has now stated, we now have the great, good, bad, and ugly on these shows. So we'll start with the man on this one.
Okay, so I'm going to give... this is tough. There was so much good on this, so I'm definitely not going to have an ugly, because it was an amazing show all around. I do not. My great, I think, was the women's match. I'm going to skip to the women's match, because it's just something that doesn't happen enough, and it needs to happen more the way that it's happening here in PWA. Yeah.
And we're going to have a further discussion on that on our next Canadian Four Corner Conversation.
Woo!
Good. The good would definitely be the battle, whatever you call it.
The Rumble.
PWA Rumble. PWA New Year's Resolution Rumble. Rumble. Good, bad, no uglies. Good. I'm good. No bad, no ugly.
I'm going to go with good.
I'll start with great.
No, I'll start with good, and then I'll go great, and then we'll see. Good, we're going with Shaw Moore MRB. A fantastic match, as I talked about earlier. And the Rumble. Both of them very good. And I'm going to say great, the whole construction of this card and how it was thought out from top to bottom, and how the Rumble was thought out from top to bottom, everything was done amazingly. The good, I don't have a bad or ugly. No, not doing it.
Brian?
My great was the crowd tonight. They were so into this match tonight. I mean, you had little kids, growing-ups. It was great to see. My good, Shaw Moore MRB. What a fantastic match. Honorable mentions to the women, too. My bad, seeing Fury screw Rage out of a victory over the Sheik. And my ugly is Sheik attacking the old man and spitting in his hat, which I thought was great, but that old man, he's awesome, but the Sheik just... He gets on that gold guy's nerves all the time.
Yeah, it's definitely. So my great, it ties into Brian's, the crowd, but it's more or less new people in the crowd. Yeah. There's a lot of faces I have never seen here before.
And a great first
show of the year, because it was a lot of people here for a first show of the year. I thought great crowd. They reacted really well, and it's nice to see a lot of new faces coming in, because that's what we need. We can't be the same fans every time. You have to bring new people in, get new faces to keep the crowds going. My good, the Rumble, it's just everything worked in there. Started out awesome, and it ended just perfect. Honorable mention to MRB and Sean Moore.
Hold on, time out here. Something's real backwards here. We're going to get to it later on, folks, but my you're good. You're good and you're great doesn't involve MRB, and mine does. That is like bizarro world here.
MRB was in the Rumble. I said great start to the Rumble.
No.
And then honorable mention went to MRB.
My great, as hard as it is to believe, is that Sean Moore, Michael Richard Blaze match of the year.
Yes, but I had to give it to the crowd on this. My honorable mention is MRB and Sean Moore. And then I know bad, but I do have an ugly, and that was tonight's ref bump. Yeah. I don't even think he kicked him and he went down. That was. I don't want to hear. You can have all the time you want to say whatever you want. So no, I'm speaking my mind. You can address it afterwards.
You turn control over.
You turn control to me. It's mine. They heard you. So I'm finishing.
I haven't gotten rid of. I haven't gotten rid of editing control.
You're not head of officials in PWA.
I have a tiny bad, and it's not. It's just a. No Alexander Prime.
Yeah.
I was really, really looking forward to seeing him here tonight. He was advertised. I don't know, you know, things happen. But I was a little bit bummed out when he wasn't here.
This might be useful. Apparently there was like half a dozen guys on the roster that were suffering from flu-like symptoms tonight. So
I can see it. It's time of year for flus and everything.
So based on that, this turned out really well.
Overall, I thought a great card to start the year. Yeah. I think we all had a great time. Is that agreed?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would like some Colton Kelly merch.
Me too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, but
bonfire merch.
Yeah, Mike wants to make it a bonfire of Colton Kelly merch. But overall,
he's all for it too. He wants it too.
But he wants to burn it. But
well,
as long
Colton
as
Colton wants the merch, Colton wants Colton Kelly.
But
merch.
Mike wants it too. But. If Mike pays for it, that's all Colton cares about. I don't care if he cares if he wears it.
No, he doesn't care.
So overall, great show. This was the New Year's resolution from PWA, the Northgate Lions Senior Rec Center. I'm Andre C. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you, Andre.
Thank you, Ryan.
Oh, thank you as always, Andre.
And thank you, Brian.
Always a pleasure to be here. And remember, come support the local wrestling shows. We enjoy you guys coming out. And keep on listening to our shows. We love it.
Thank you, Mike.
Hey, bye.
So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
All right, folks, once again, this is Mike the Ref back here at Edmonton SPN Studios. Looks like it's my turn to bring up my thoughts on the card here. So, talking about that opening match, you got Brandon Van Danielson, Colton Kelly. I will admit this, it is two great athletes in that ring, but the best athlete ended up coming out on top with Brandon Van Danielson getting that lariat in and just killing Colton Kelly with that shot. It was rather interesting to see how well these two worked together, but once again, in the end, Colton Kelly's a loser. Go figure. He did a hell of a performance, that's why I gave this show to Andre, so I will give him kudos on that. All right, second match here. We got the Esteem Championship when you had Gabriel Estat defending against Tony Cage. First of all, I'm glad that Gabriel has the guts to actually put up his belt on the line, but I'll get into that a little later on here. But Tony Cage, I don't know if he's going to be able to get nostril surgery here. He definitely does have a nose for the business. I don't know if he has the right pedigree for it. It looks like Dylan Knight's coming out there, and instead of trying to bury him there, he's trying to actually help him direct him in the right direction here. I really can't wait to see how this formulates into possibly a mentor-student or even a tag team partner scenario here. It looks like they're trying to target the tag team champs, as you're going to hear later on in the coming months here, I'm assuming. But at the same time, I'd like to see more of a student-teacher role here with Dylan Knight. He looks really strong, but he's going to make Tony Cage look that much stronger if he brings him in as a protege. And when it comes to a guy like Gabriel Estat, I understand that earlier when the rest of the panel mentioned that the gimmick might be wearing a little bit. I don't think it's really wearing to the point where we're just seeing great matches from him and expecting great matches from him all the time. So good on Gabriel for getting this victory. again tonight, and I can't wait to see where he's going to take this title here coming up in the future. But then going on next was the Sean Moore, Michael Richard Blaze match. Frankly, this had match of the night written all over it, and I do believe it was. There's only one bad thing I find in a match like this, in a spot in this card like this, and I can't really say it's a completely bad thing, but it's so hard for everybody else for the rest of the year to live up to this standard, because this, frankly, folks, is a contender for match of the year with the Edmonton SPN Awards, without a doubt. The back-and-forth technical, high-flying, add everything together here. Skip the ref bump in there, which he did hit him, but I don't think, even with a referee as vertically adaptable as Fitzpatrick, he just couldn't get low enough to get kicked in the head. He got kicked in the ribs and got knocked down. I don't know if he got concussed on the rope. I'm gonna assume he did, because Fitz is one of the best in the business. So in the end, you had that victory by Michael Richard Blaze, but I don't think this feud is close to being over yet. So I can't wait to see. And I can't wait to see when they get to tag up with their respective partners, MRB with Brandon Van Danielson and Sean Moore with Alexander Prime. That, when we get to see it, is going to be an absolutely through-the-roof kind of match. And then from there, we go to the Mayhem champion, Sheik Akbar Shabazz, taking on Richie Rage, which should have been for the Mayhem championship. But let's just face it, once a coward, always a coward. And when you have the Northern PWA commissioner in your back pocket, as we will discuss later on in this card in dealing with the Resolution Rumble, it's rather disgusting the fact that a champion isn't forced to defend his title at least once a month in each respective city. So we ended up with one title match the whole card. Yeah, you know what? It was a good title match, so I'll give it a pass here. These two made me feel like they hadn't met in a while, and it was actually really fresh, and I found that I was really entertained with this match, even though these guys have gone at it for almost a year. I think that slight little break, and it just seemed like there was a different feel to this match, which created a better atmosphere for it, and the addition of Fury into the mix to create that Rage versus Fury feud to carry on after what happened last November, the last show in Edmonton. It's going to be a nice couple months coming up here, without a doubt. And then the match that a lot of us were waiting for, I know most of our Front Row Mafia, we were all anticipating this match, and it didn't disappoint. You had Rachel Ellering against Giselle Shaw. Now, we do have to preface this with the fact that Rachel Ellering is actually a member of our Front Row Mafia. We've indoctrinated her in last month. If you check out facebook.com/EdmontonSPN, we finally got the family photo put together. So, but getting back to the match, these two have a lot of strong matches together. And I like the extra little dynamic right now of having Brett Morgan get involved here. Now, the work on Rachel's shoulder was actually very smart on Giselle, as based on Rachel's previous experience and the training that she goes through, it actually was very smart psychology to work towards that body part. But once again, I'll get into that a little later on as well. So in the end, Giselle Shaw gets that victory. The only thing I was hoping for at the end is Rachel letting us know how she's going to get back at it. But you know what? Patience is a virtue. And we tend to be very virtuous people here at PWA, because we all know that something in the end is going to come out really well. But then, once again, we get to the main event of the evening, which is the Resolution Rumble. Now, the folks covering the earlier part of the show were nice enough to leave me with all the entrances and exits here. One thing I found rather interesting is the fact that we didn't have an elimination until the sixth man was actually in the ring. You started out with Michael Richard Blaze at number one and Brandon Van Danielson at number two. Shades of Royal Rumble 1989 with Axe coming out as one and Smash coming out as two, both members of Demolition. And they both went at it like you know what. The only difference, and something I really did like at this point, and this is nitpicking for the most part, folks, so just bear with. When number three comes out and MRB and BVD aren't close to having either one eliminated from the match, I say stop and start ganging up on the one guy that you guys can both double team against, because Dylan Knight is definitely a competitor that needs to be taken care of quickly and efficiently, because he is one tough SOB without a doubt. So Dylan Knight was number three. Tony Cage, his quote-unquote protege at this point, comes out at number four, and this has the makings of a great tag team match of the future, and I can't wait to see if that develops. These guys go back and forth, a lot of strong moves against each other all the way around, and really impressed with the work rate of Tony Cage in that. So, at number five was Nightmare number two. First of our nightmares, really friendly guy, great, really cordial, really friendly. One thing I found about him, he really is stocky and built and definitely can hit you like a brick shithouse. Pardon my French, but that's what I'm using here. He gets in there and he fits in rather well with all these guys. Coming out next at number six was Fury. Now, this is where things start to get a little hairy here. Fury gets in the ring, takes his shots here and there, doesn't want to get too involved, which is smart at this point. Following that, Nightmare number four gets into the ring. Now, anybody who's seen Nightmare number four before has seen him to be a little bit more stocky and a little more hefty. Looks like he's been on the treadmill quite a bit. So it was interesting, as that was the first elimination here, where you had Nightmare number four eliminating Nightmare number two pretty much after a few handshakes in the ring here. So following that, Tony Cage gets eliminated by Nightmare number four and MRB. Coming in next was the Omen, Gabriel Lestat, at number eight. Now, the one thing that was really disappointing is the fact that Gabriel didn't last any longer than he did, because he very quickly got eliminated by Dylan Knight as Gabriel was going for that tarantula move on the ropes. Sort of a mental mistake. He mentioned it after the match when we talked to him. It was just one of those moves that comes instinctually and ends up getting costing him a chance at that number one contendership for the PWA Heavyweight Championship. Following that, the next person to get in there is Colton Kelly. Now, Colton managed to stick around quite a bit, and I'm actually very impressed. There was two things I was impressed about here, but I'm going to mention a couple other guys here. Following that, we had Richie Rage getting into the ring at number 10, and Brett Morgan at number 11. Number 12 ended up being Frenetico, and all these guys had a serious chance at winning this match here. Eventually, Colton Kelly gets eliminated by Brandon Van Danielson, so he's the fourth one out. Frenetico gets eliminated by Dylan Knight rather quickly at this point, so he was the fifth one out. Following that, we had the entrance in number 13 of Sean Moore. And he seemed to want to keep up the battle with Michael Richard Blaze, as well as a lot of the other competitors in the ring. He was pretty much a house of fire at this point. Following that, we had a surprise entrant at number 14, and that's Nightmare number 3. I'll be honest, folks, I'm going to break kayfabe here for a second. I had no clue who this guy was. I think we had somewhat of an idea what the other two guys were, but this guy, no clue. I'll be frankly honest, seeing a couple moves in the ring, I actually thought it was Rachel Ellering at one point under a mask. I later found out I was incorrect, but it was rather unbelievable how well this guy worked. But Unfortunately, Nightmare Number 3, after getting a few shots in, ends up getting eliminated by Brett Morgan here. Following that, you had the final entry into the match. Ironically enough, at number 15, I'm going to guess, thanks to PWA Northern Commissioner Andy Anderson, his former tag team partner, Sheik Akbar Shabazz, the Mayhem Champion, was your last entrant into the Resolution Rumble. Now, you're starting to get a little bit more pairing off. People are getting a little tired of there, so it's a little more fists and a little less technical. The seventh man eliminated from the match was Brandon Van Danielson by Brett Morgan. A couple minutes after that, you had Rage being eliminated by Fury. And then almost immediately, Fury gets eliminated after he was showboating, thanks to a dropkick to the back by Sean Moore. Now we're starting to get good here, folks. We're down to six. Sean Moore is the next one out, getting eliminated by Sheik Akbar Shabazz. Just pure power, overpowered him and got him out. One that was rather shocking to us is how quickly Brett Morgan got eliminated. And that was by Michael Richard Blaze, bringing up that feud from earlier in 2015. Which left The Sheik, MRB, Adilla Knight, and Nightmare Number 4. Now, Dylan and Sheik were trying to get rid of Michael Richard Blaze at his torso on the side of the ropes. And Nightmare Number 4 sneaks in from behind and throws all three out at the exact same time. Beautiful leverage move. And Nightmare Number 4 gets that victory. And as mentioned earlier in the show here, Commissioner Andy Anderson comes down to ringside to promote the main event, along with accompanied by John Lynx, the rhyming devilish manager of Mephisto, who we still believe should shave his mutton chops off, but that's another story for another day here, folks. He comes to shake Nightmare's hand. Nightmare shakes the hand, then refuses to give up the handshake. And this is where things start to get a little interesting. All of a sudden, Nightmare goes to the back of the mask, pulls it off, and it is revealed it is Marky. The look on Andy Anderson's face pretty much is equivalent to when you hear the Andy Sucks chants in the corner of the entire PWA community on Andy Anderson at that point. It was absolutely great hearing it. Hearing that response. So, in the end, Marky gets to challenge Mephisto for the heavyweight championship at the anniversary show March 26th at the Nate Main Gymnasium. Folks, if you haven't got your tickets yet, what are you waiting for? There's nothing else in town quite like it at all. You got Road Warrior Animal coming out, as well as you're going to see very special guests, and you're going to see the final match of a Front Row Mafia member in the ring there with the last match in Canada for Rachel Ellering here. Now it's time for me to throw a little creative justice in here, folks. This card here, as you heard during the earlier part of the podcast, there was no really bad or ugly throughout the entire show. This show was very consistent, and I would say out of 4 stars, this was a 4-star show. So, brand new rule here at the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. If this ends up being a 4-star show like this, rather than going the great, good, bad, and ugly, we're going to give 4 stars. My first star is going to be for the Sean Moore Michael Richard Blaze match. Folks, I hope that Big Bad Boris and the video team at PWA either get that match up on YouTube or else get it on a DVD somewhere, because frankly, that is a match of the year candidate. I am not understating that. It was absolutely a masterful piece of wrestling to watch. The ending sucked a little bit with the ref bump and Sean Moore having the cover, and that's something you're gonna have to watch and understand, folks, but definitely, pretty much this is as close to a match of the year candidate as you're probably going to get for at least the first 6 months. unless they play Can You Top This at the next shows here. My second star, and I'm with Amanda on this, I got to bring up the women's match. The way this storyline is developing between Rachel and Giselle, it's gone to another level here, folks, that we haven't seen a storyline develop between two women like this in a very long time. I know WWE is terrible for setting up storylines, but even they have decent storylines for their women once in a while. This is better built than what they come up with. So I can't wait to see how the last 2 months of this sets up. My third star is going to go to that Resolution Rumble. No real dead spots in the match, like Andre said earlier, as well as a real organization to it. Like, you didn't have action happening on one side of the ring and the other side of the ring at the same time where you couldn't get your eye around to see what's going on. If you're a color commentator for that kind of match, you're able to actually call the action without getting tumble-tied on one thing or fixated and moving over to another one. My fourth star, and Andre and Brian hit this right on the head. We're going to talk about the crowd. Rough attendance numbers, we're looking at approximately 250 to 260. I know there were 260 chairs in the gym, and pretty much everyone was packed in. They were contemplating on opening auxiliary seating. It might have been necessary, but I think standing room only would have been just fine at this point. Kudos to the crowd for being out there, and I'm happy to say that I was part of that crowd tonight for that great card. So yeah, let me know what you guys think about the four stars idea here. A card that is worth four stars definitely should get four stars there. So, but that's going to wrap up the Quick Calls episode right now. I want to thank Andre C., as well as the PWA Princess Amanda, Mr. MRB 1.5 Ryan Passmore, and the Wrestling Mind Brian Hamilton. But now it is time for this special announcement. Now, our Canadian Four Corner conversation next month, it's going to be, I don't know if it's going to be broken down into two parts, four parts. All depends. I got a few more pieces to add together here. But the topic for February is women and couples in wrestling. One of the people I plan on talking to is the first couple of Edmonton SPN with Ryan Passmore and Amanda. I just want to get more into their head about how they are wrestling fans, their thoughts on wrestling and women's wrestling in particular, because I know Amanda is a big fan of women's wrestling and is absolutely adoring the coverage and the talk about women's wrestling when it comes to PWA and to a lesser extent RCW. I know she doesn't get out to the shows, but I know she enjoys listening to the fact that women are getting an advantage, a chance to show their skills in the ring. But here's the bombshell announcement, folks. I have a few interviews lined up. I'm not going to release names until I actually have the interviews recorded, done, and ready to go. But I can announce this. And folks, you are not going to understand how excited I am for this announcement. Our first guest on that Canadian Four Corner conversation, in doing her very first radio podcast interview, and frankly, it's my first one-on-one interview as well, is with one of the wrestlers that I thoroughly enjoy watching ever since she made her debut last October with PWA here. Everybody keeps bugging me on the podcast about how much I gush about her. But folks, without a doubt, she is a blue chipper. Our first very special guest on the Canadian Four Corner Conversation for February will be my sit-down interview with the blue chipper, Rachel Ellring. Folks, I had a chance to sit down and basically it was like two friends sitting down and chatting. I'll get more into it during the episode itself, but you're not going to want to miss this. This is going to be coming out the week of Valentine's Day. there's not much going on for in-ring stuff, so that's when the Canadian four-quarter conversation is going to come out. But please stay tuned. I have more. And when you guys hear about this, you guys are going to be floored, and you're definitely going to want to tune in here. So, but on behalf of the Wrestling Mind, Mr. MRB 1.5, the Princess, and Andre, I would like to say, if you're going to make a good call, make a quick call. And this has been the Quick Calls episode for PWA Resolution on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
This has been Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Contact us on Facebook or check out EdmontonSPN.podbean.com.